Okay, Hevra, I just want to make one point on the Malacha of Koreah. The Gemara on the bottom, Ayin Daled Amid Beis, asks, where do we have Kriya in the Mishkan? Zakti Gemara, Shekein, Yiriyah, Shenafon Badarna, that if you have a Yiriyah that got a worm in it, so they would have to rip it and then resew it. So that's Kirea Amenas Litpar. In Siman Shin we encounter the dinim of Kirea a little bit. And in Shin Yudalid, the Bir Halacha has a discussion. Shin Yudal Tzif Gimel. Shin Yudal Tzif Gimel. Where is it? Second. Yiriyah Shenafa Bar Darna. So that's the source of the Gemara for the Malacha of Kireya. Oh, I'm sorry. In Shin Mem, Se'if Yud Gimel. Shin Mem Se'if Yud Gimel. It says in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to rip paper. Because if I rip paper, it's metaken kli. I'm fixing a kli. It's tikkun mada, it's a din d'rabbanan of metaken kli. The Bir Halacha, how's it tikkun kli? Because apparently I'm ripping the paper because I want to use it for something. The Mishnah Berurah writes, "I'm kareya l'niyar kedei l'kaneiach atzmo or for ezo tashmish, etc." I need the paper, so if I rip the paper. So therefore, I'm in violation of Korea. I'm in violation, excuse me, you got me dizzy. I'm in violation of Tikkun Mana. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So the Bir Halacha is bothered by the Kasha. This din comes from a Rambam, he says. But how come you're not in violation of Korea also? The Prima Godem asks this Kasha. And the Bir Halacha says, one of the Achrayim wants to answer. He points out that the Alter Rebbe is the one who wants to give this answer. That Kriya is only Shaykh with something that is sewn or woven together. When you're Misdabik Gufim Rabin, like by the Urios, then there's Korea. Because you're something that was separate items, now you're putting it together. And then you rip it apart, that's Kireya. But something that was always Guf Echad, for example, Niyar, or Or, or leather, so there's no Malacha on Kireya. That's what the Bir Halacha suggests. He says that it's a nice suggestion, but it's against Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi points out that there is Korea by or, there is Korea by leather. So the Mahalach of the Alter Rebbe, that Korea is only Shayach with something that was separate items. And now you put it together, the Bir Halacha says that's patently false. It's against the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Pesach Frank, in his Sefer on Chumash, in Parashas Tazria, points out that not only is the Alter Rebbe against the Yerushalmi, but it's against a verse in the Holy Scripture. We call that a pasuk in the Torah. There are few rayas that you could have better than a pasuk in the Torah, no? But the Torah, in the context of Nega'im, says that your Korea, right? Min hashasi, o min habegad, o min ha'or. No, you're my Baal Korei, right? Now I'm ripping the nega off the Shasi, etc., or I'm ripping it off the Ur. So it's clear that there is Korea by Ur, and we don't know what exactly We don't have a Yishuv for the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe is pshat that there's no Kareya by Ur, there's no Kareya by Niyar, it's only Kareya on Begodim, on stuff that was put together. We don't have a Yishuv. So Zok the Bir Halacha, Lulei de Mistafina Heva Amino, Dover Chodosh, Dilo Shayach Shem Kareya Mnas Latakein, Kim Kishu Kareya Eze Dover Be'emtza, Vuhut Sarech Letikun Shnehem. Zok the Bir Halacha Chedesh, that there's only Korea if you rip something and you need both sides of the ripped item. In our Gemara about Yiriya Shenafa Badarna, there is Korea because I need both sides to reattach it. But if I rip paper, and I only need one side of the paper, I don't need the other side of the paper, right? We pointed out if I rip toilet paper on the big toilet paper rolls that they have, no? So I only need one side of it, l'chayra. I don't need the other side. So the Bir Halacha says that is not going to be korea at all. He points out that all the cases in the Gemara of Korea, you need both sides. When we pass in that Korea b'chamos or yechayiv, if you rip something because you're angry, Korea al meisai, you're chayiv, because it's not mekalkel. There's a tikkun that you make yourself feel better. B'chayiv, the pshat is that you need both sides in order to make yourself feel better. You need to rip through both sides of the item. This Bir Halacha is mekubal in the poskim, even though it is very, very difficult in the sense of it's tremendously mechudash, no? He's saying a svara to be matir adinda oraisa, a chi of skila potentially. He writes, therefore, if you carry on the yard to many pieces and you need each piece, you're going to be chayef. And he says that this is the pshat in Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi that we encountered already asks, what's the difference between the melach of korea and the melach of mechatech? So it answers that korea is be'emtza chitoch is min hatzad. The Bir Halacha says what Yerushalmi means, that korea is be'emtza, since be'emtza and you need both sides of it. But chitoch min hatzad means you only need one side. We didn't think that's the pshat Yerushalmi at all. We thought the pshat Yerushalmi is that there's ein mechatech be'emtza, right? The mechatech is only you cut something off a little bit at the side, but you mamish rip something through the middle. Yeah. So again, so this is already a tremendous chiddush in the Bir Halacha. It's just worth noting because people will see you and they'll say, oh, you're learning melachos. What do you think about this Bir Halacha, about the melach of Korea? So daf min visin, we have to know that there is such a Bir Halacha about the melacha of Korea, that there's only Korea if you need both sides. The Bir Halacha in Shin Yud Daled, Se'if Ches, this was my mistake. I was looking in Shin Yud Daled, the first one. It's in Shin Yud Daled, Se'if Ches, the Bir Halacha has another chiddush about Korea. If you remember, we encountered halachas of opening packages on Shabbos. And one of the dinim that we encountered is that I have Chos Lois Shel Tamarim. I have these bags, and there are dates in the bag. So you're allowed to rip the bag open. You're allowed to rip the bag open. Why are you allowed to rip the bag open? The cha'ora, it should be a violation of the melacha of kareya. No? I understand that there's going to be no tikkun mana, no bona. It's a lousy bag. But how come I'm allowed to rip the bag open? There should be a melacha of korea. So if you look in the Bir Halacha in Shin Yud Daled Se'if Ches, in the So grayim. You look at it in the brackets over there. He turned this ve'ein shaych lesar machmas korea gufa, because which would lead to an iser drabonon, even though it's shelo minaswet par. De'ein shaych shom, de'ein shaych shem ze ala bekriyas habeged, de shaych bo korea. The Bir Halacha says something that seems to be that there's only Korea on the Beged, but not on the rope. The Malach of Korea is only something that's Shayach to sew it back together. If something is so thin, so small, that it can't be sewn back together, so the Bi'ah Halacha Tainas, that is not going to be Korea at all. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the Shmiras Shabbos uses this idea in terms of pulling out things of cotton. If you have a cotton ball or a wad of cotton, you want to take a little bit of the cotton off. So Reb Shlomo Zalman says he thinks it's going to be mutter. He thinks it's going to be mutter. Later on in the Chelek Gimel, he writes, this is Perek Lamed Hei Ha'arim Mem Ches, in Chelek Gimel, which is like in the new editions of the Shmir Shabbos, it's on the page. He says, you know what, since the other poskim taina that it's usher to rip the cotton based on Tikkun Mana, he's butler daitel to them. But ultimately, the Bir Halacha has this chiddush, both that there's no korea unless you need both sides, and there's also, that's his chiddush in Shin Mem, and there's also his chiddush in Shin Yudaleh, that there's no korea on ropes. B'chore, once you have the chiddush in Shin Mem, you don't need the chiddush in Shin Yudaleh, no? Once I say there's only korea if you need both sides, so when I rip through the ropes, I don't need the both sides of that. I just need to, well, maybe the passage, I need to open the bag. I need to open the bag. It's ki'ilu, I need both sides. I don't know. But basically, these are some of the comments that we have on the Malach of Korea. I want to learn some Gemara with you. We haven't learned Gemara in a while. Let's pick up on Ayin Heyomer Aleph. The Mishnah tells me that one of the Lamentas Malachos is called Sod Tzvi. If you trap a deer, no? The Gemara talks about Sod Chilazon. No? Yeah. The Gemara does not talk about Sod Svi, Halon Davarhu. The Gemara talks about Sod Chilazain. Why would this be? I'm not 1,000,000% sure. I won't talk about that in a few minutes. But Tanu Rabbanan, there's a machlekas in the Gemara of someone that Sod Chilazain ba'apotz, or Yechayev once, Yechayev twice. We're quoting the Tosefta that Sod Chilazain, you're only chayiv one time. Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayiv twice. Because there's a machlokas whether ein disha ela bigedulei karka. The Tanakhama says I'm only chayiv once. If I trap a chilazon, then I squeeze it to get the dye out of the chilazon. If I squeeze it, I'm not in violation of dosh according to Tanakhama, because ein disha ela bigedulei karka. Rabbi Yehuda says, I am in violation of Dosh. That's the machlokas. It's worth noting, it's like half a ha'ara, that the braisa that we have, that according to the Tanakhama, you only chayev once, and Rabbi Yehuda says you chayev twice. So if you look in the Mesoras Hashas, they say, Tosefta Perektes Halacha Beis Ayin Sham. You see that? The Mesoras Hashas says it's a Tosefta, but he writes Ayin Sham does make as darf min a rain kicking in Tosefta. You have to look inside in the Tosefta. If it says Ayin Sham, that means that the text of the Tosefta is not the same as what our Gemara quotes. And in Perek Tes Halacha Beis in the Tosefta, it just writes Hatzod Chilosav HaPotzo Chayiv Shtayim. The Tosefta just says that Yechayiv Tzveimol, Chayiv Shtayim. Right? We have that Yechayiv once, and Rabbi Yehuda says Yechayiv twice, But the Tosefta writes that you're chayiv twice. Again, so all the Mefarshim, the Tosefta, work on this kasha, that our Gemara seems to be quoting it differently than the way we have the Tosefta. Okay, I don't have very much intelligence to say other than everyone noticed this. All the Mefarshim on the Tosefta noticed this. Okay, back to the Gemara. Are you chayiv for dosh or not? Do I assume ein disha ela begedulei karka? This is a machlokes hatanoim. We had a machlokes Abaye and Rava on ayin gimel on the base about ma'amer, or rather ein imur ela begedulei karka. You get the impression, the fact that the Amoraim argue about ma'amer and the tanoim argue about disha, that we are not telling you an overarching principle of ein ela begedulei karka, that each malacha has to be looked at separately. And we're not even going to say a rule that's true by all malachos of Sidura de Pas, that they apply begedulei karka. But we had a discussion in the Yerushalmi that's quoted in the Rashban Kuvzayin about maybe there is kaitzer shelo begedulei karka, right? Yerushalmi says, if I take a fish out of water, I violate kotzer. Remember that? Fish are not gedulei karka, right? We'll come back to that a little bit later. We had a discussion about, is it true from Reb Shlomo Kluger that the minig of Yiddish Ephraim, Jewish women have a minig that they make ayer mitzivel on Shabbos. They make eggs with onions, and they add a little bit of liquid of oil to the egg and the onion, and they mix it together. Question, shouldn't that be a malacha of lush? So the Reb Shlomo Kluger, his tshuva, says he thinks maybe it's not lush because the egg salad with the onion is primarily eggs, and eggs are not gedulei karka. That means ein lishala begedulei karka. That's already a collector's item, right? Which malachas do I assume only apply by gedulei karka? But the pashtus is that there is no overarching rule over here. There's no overarching rule. In Rabbi Yonason Sachs's Sefer on Shabbos, he gives a list of marimekomis about the gedulei karka. The Pashto says there's no overarching rule. Okay. So the machlokas where there's ein disha ella begedulei karka. There is certainly tzad, according to our Gemara and Achilazon. Tosis, however, comments, Diba Masma had tzad chilazon. Tosis says, the last two lines in the Tosis, v'tzarech iyun, that the Yerushalmi writes that tzad chilazon you're not mechayiv mishum tzeda, that there is no tzad on the chilazon. Why would there be no tzad on the chilazon? The Yerushalmi writes there's no tzad on the chilazon. So there's a few possibilities. One possibility is if you look in the Magen Avraham and some in Tav Tzad Yizayin, Sifkat and Vav, you know, the Mishnah tells me in the third perek of Beitza that you're not allowed to trap fish. You can't go fishing on Yontif, even though malachas of Ochel Nefesh are permitted. But if something is too far removed, it's not mutter out Ochel Nefesh on Yontif. I remember in Moresh HaKola, one year, they were learning Beitza. Shabbi Yitzchak Cohen is teaching the high school Kolo. And he begins, Ein sodin es hadogim in a bibrim biyontif. You can't be tzod, the dogim, from a bibber on yontif. And obviously, everyone totally understood what the Mishnah meant, because you can't be tzod, a dog, from a bibber on yontif. But the halacha in Tav Tzad Yizayin is that a bibber is a area that is somewhat wide. But if you have a very narrow area, so it could be there's no iser of tzad on yontif if you have the fish in a very narrow area. Some assume the Maharshal and the Magen Avraham have a discussion. Are we talking about fish like in a pond, that's just a narrow pond? Or are we talking about fish like in a barrel. Like, as the expression goes, you're shooting fish in a barrel. Right? Are we talking about fish in the barrel or fish in the pond? But whatever it is, there are certain cases where there's no Isra Psad on Yantiv. And Ken Zayin, we're talking about that often with the Chilazon. Others suggest that maybe the Pshat is that to violate Tzad, again, we're talking about Pshat in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that there's no Tzad on the Chilazon. Why not? So it could be the Pshat is that the Gemara tells us, we encountered this Gemara in Shin Tes Vav. Where did we have the Dinam of Tzad? Shin Tes Zayin. We have the Dinam of Tzad. So he said that there's only Tzad on stuff that's Bemino Nitzold. One could argue that maybe Chilazans are not Bemino Nitzold. That doesn't sound so likely, no? Dam Chilazan, the Tchelas, is very expensive. Of course people would want to catch a Chilazan. So I don't know the Pshat. Perhaps the Pshat is that maybe there's only Tzad when something is really not contained. If a chilazon is a snail, a murex trunculus. So you know the expression that you move as slow as a snail? You heard that expression? Ken Zayin, that there's no tzad on the chilazon because the chilazon moves super, super slowly. And maybe that's why there's no tzad on the chilazon. Again, we're just trying to explain this Yerushalmi. Maybe it's Ein B'Mino Nitzod. Maybe it moves slowly. Hard to know why the Yerushalmi says there's no tzad.
Why
take
why would it slowly make a difference?
Because it's ki'ilu, it's nitzod already. Right? The Gemara discusses the difference between if I could get an animal with shechiyah achas or shtei shechiyos.
Well, it's a lot of like you have an injured animal, it doesn't move so fast.
If I have an injured animal. Right? Yeah. So if I have an injured animal, if I could get in one lunge, I think the assumption is that that's only asur midrabbanan al tzad. Right? So we have a few mahalchem as to why there might not be tzad on the chalazon. Either the hechatim says it's a small, narrow pond, or chalazon moves slowly, or it's ein b'mino nitzod, which I didn't understand. Look at the Maram of Lublin on the Ban Maharsha. Right, the Maram of Lublin was a Rosh Hashiva in Lublin. Actually, the historians among us will tell you that the concept of a yeshiva as we know it, meaning that Talmidim come from a bunch of areas, a few communities, and they all learn with a Rebbe, and that Rebbe is not necessarily the Shtatrav. It used to be that guys would come, if there's a big Rav who's a Talmud Chacham in a town, they would come and learn by the Rav of the community. The concept of a yeshiva, right, is that you have someone who's not a Rav of a community and people come to learn with him. The Maharam of Lublin may have had the first yeshiva. The first modern yeshiva, of course, was Valozhin, that they had a dining room and a dorm. As far as we know, they did not have a basketball court in Valozhin, but they did have a dining room and a dorm. Again, in some years in Valozhin, the boys had Essenteg. They would like eat out at some of the Balabatim's house. But at one point, I believe Chachmei Lublin had a dining room and a dorm, no? Okay. Look at the Maram of Lublin. Maram writes that Taisvis quotes Yerushalmi, that you're not chayav for tzad on the chilazon. Ubi Yerushalmi beperkin on this Mishnah. Mashma da hatam.
Right,
the Ribbono Shel Olam created special animals that traveled with the Jews in the Midbar, and therefore you don't need Tzeda to get these animals. Right, it's almost like I think some of the Rishonim in Chumash understand by Tevas Noach. Noach didn't have to go out and go hunting to get all the animals. They just came to Noach, no? Shnayim Shnayim Ba'uel Noach. They came on their own. So it could be that by the Melechas HaMishkan also, and there are many demyonos between Melechas HaMishkan and Tevas Noach, but it could be that by Melechas HaMishkan also, The animals came on their own to Moshe, to Bezalel, to build the Mishkan. You don't need tzad. The animals came by themselves. The Lashon Yerushalmi is Chaya Tahora Bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lemleches HaMishkan V'lo Hutzrichu Letzeda. Now the Maram Lublin says it's a nice idea, but it's against our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says the paradigmatic case of tzad is tzad tzvi, no? Tzvi is a chaya tahira. Moreover, yesh la'ayin is the chilazin, the kasher or not kasher. Did you ever think about this? There is a din of min hamutar b'ficha. Lo chutzrichu lemlechas shamayim, right? Only stuff from a kosher animal can be used for tashmishei kedusha. So therefore, the or of my tefillin cannot come from a rhinoceros, right? The or of my tefillin has to come from a behemoth tahira. That's a din that applies to tashmishei kedusha. Do I assume that this din vahutchulamlechas Shamayim ela min hamutar b'ficha, does this apply to tashmishei mitzvah also? Right, it's only tashmishei kedusha. Tashmishei kedusha lechara has a shem Hashem. Tashmishei mitzvah is an item that you use a mitzvah for. Can I use an item for a mitzvah that comes from a treif animal? So the Rama writes in Hilchos Tkiya Shofar that you shouldn't use a shofar. You know this, Rama? Shouldn't use a shofar from a treif animal. The Rambam is assuming that lo hutzru lemleches gavoa ela min hamutar b'ficha, however the Gemara says it, that that applies even to tashmishei mitzvah, not only to tashmishei kedusha. Based on this, the Noda Yehuda and the Tshuva in Mahadura Tinyana, Chelek Arichayim Simin Gimel, the Noda bin Yehuda has a question. He says, if you have tcheles, it comes from a chilazayin. It's for tashmishei mitzvah, no? Is the chilazayin kasher a treif? Pashtus is the murex trunculus. That snail, it doesn't have snapir v'kaskesas, no? The cha'ora, the snail, is a treif animal. So note that Yehuda has a whole pilpul in that tshuva about whether we accept that ram that the Rama quotes in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Okay. But whatever it is, the Yerushalmi says that there's no tzad on a chilazin, and we have a few possibilities. The Maharam of Lublin, I think, is the most interesting of the possibilities, because Maharam of Lublin is saying that there's no tzad because the Rabbeinu Shlom made the animals come on their own. Is that true by fish also? Maharam of Lublin is assuming that when the Yerushalmi says that the animals came on their own, that applies even to the fish, even to aquatic, I shouldn't say fish, even though Rashi says the chilazon's a dog, even to aquatic creatures. Okay, b'kitz ha'maisa, Now, let's go back in our Gemara in Ayin Hay. Let's go back in our Gemara. The Gemara says, Tzad tzvi, machlokes with tzad chilazon, excuse me, b'hapotzo, machlokes with yichayif once or twice, it depends on whether ein disha ela b'gidulei karka. Frek the Gemara, v'lechayif nami mishum netilas neshama. The Gemara has a question, there's another malacha involved. When you squeeze that chilazon, and the dam is yotzei from the chilazon, that should be an avera of netilas neshama, no? Netilas neshama means that you take blood out of an animal. You're killing the animal. Apparently, there's no difference between killing the animal entirely and just taking some blood out. There's an iser yitzias neshama of netilas neshama no matter what. Ki adam hu hanafesh. So the kasha the Gemara asks is you should be chayav out netilas neshama. So Rabbi Yochanan says, well, the chilazon is already dead when you squeeze it. Shepitza'o mace. Rava says, afilo tema shepitza'o chai, you're misasek, it's still alive. But you don't intend to kill the animal. You don't intend to get the blood out of some sort. Legabe netilas neshama, it's not malachas machshebes, because it's a damash eino miskaven shiyamos. It's a little bit funny, no? So what if it's eino miskaven shiyamos? B'chayra, my kavana is to get blood out. Right? What does Reb Yochanan, what does Rava mean? That's b'tza'ochai, but you're misasek. And to some extent, this is the kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara asks, Ibaha Abaya v'Rava say that Modi Reb Shimon by psikresha, meaning it's not psikresha shiyamos, but it's psikresha that some dam is going to come out. And that itself is the malacha of Nitilas Neshama. So the Gemara has a kasha. How is it that you're allowed to squeeze this chilazon and have the blood come out of it? Shouldn't that be an aveira of Nitilas Neshama? It's a psikresha of Nitilas Neshama. So the Gemara answers, Shani Hocha, Dekama De Ispe Neshama, You would rather that the chilazin is alive to have a better dye that comes out of it. When the chilazin is alive, the dye that comes out of it, it's funny, like we're talking about alive and dye at the same sentence. But when the chilazin is alive, the dye that comes out of it is a better color, or it stays longer. Litzlach tzivei leitzol means it's clearer. Litzlach means it's more successful. Right? The hagos v'tzionim on the side of the Ozer Hadigmat changes leitzol to litzlach. Litzlach means it will last longer, have more hatzlacha. So lacha ora ar gemara is an often a raya to the din of psikresha lo nichalei. That's exactly what I want to talk about now. Right? Our Gemara says that you'd rather that it doesn't die. Lucha ora, that means that it's a psikresha to lo nichalei. Now we know, or we should know, the din of psikresha lo nichalei. The Gemara on Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph. Turn to that Gemara if you have a chance. Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph. In the Malacha of Choresh, Menakesh, if you're weaving. So the Gemara says, if I pull weeds, Tanu Rabbanan, Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph, at the two dots. Right? There's like two Mishnahs in Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph. So after Mishnah 1, before Mishnah 2. Right? There's a two dots. Tanu Rabbanan, Hatolish Oshin, Hamizarek Zrodin. If I do weeding, Imla Achila Kigro Geres, Imla Behema Kimlo Piagidi. The she'or depends on what I need it for. Right? Imla Hesek Kedela Vasha Beitza Kala. If it's to make a fire, so the weeds, the she'or of the weeds is to cook a small egg. Imla Yapos is a karka, Koshahu. If my kavan is liyapos is a karka, this year is a koshu because choresh is koshu. Frek the gemara b'kol, right? Atu kulhu lav liyapos is a karka ninhu. The gemara asks, but even if my kavan is to feed it to the gedi, or my kavan is to whatever I'm doing with it, mizari, whatever my kavan is. To achila, but lemais it's going to be miyapos a sakarka. So Gemara says, Rabbi Rav Yosef say we're talking about an agam. It's like a marsh, and a marsh, you're not going to be miyapos a karka. Abaya Omar, afilu tem besod de lav agam ki gondel omechaven. You don't have kavana la liyapos a sakarka. Frek the Gemara, don't we know that moda Reb Shimon by psik reisha v'lo yamos? The Gemara answers that I am pulling the weeds out of your field, not out of my field. That Gemara also sounds like a psik resha, delo nichale is okay. And in fact, Tosis comments on Kuf Gimel Amar Aleph that that Gemara that says Ar Adachavre is the source in Judaism that psik resha delo nichale is heter gamor. The din of psik resha is only nichale. The Isser, when we say Moder Reb Shimon, even though Reb Shimon holds Dovish in the Meskaven is Mutter, but if it's a Psik Resha, it's Usser. However, if it's a Psik Resha, Dilo Nichole, then Reb Shimon holds it's Mutter. That's what the Aruch says. And the Aruch's Rai is from the Gemara on Kuf Gimel Amar Aleph. Tosvis disagrees with the Aruch on Kuf Gimel. Tosis says that no, psik resha de lo nichole is going to be an iser d'rabbanon, because every case of a psik resha de lo nichole is by definition in malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. Malacha tzricha legufa, according to Tosis, means I'm doing the malacha for the reason it was done in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they did chayrish because I wanted to plant stuff in the field. I wanted the field. It's my field. I want it. But if it's Ar Adachavre, that is not the way they did Chayrish in the Mishkan. Therefore, it's a Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. That means, according to Tosfos, the Gemara of Kuf Gimel Amar Aleph is not saying that Ar Adachavre is Heter Gamor. Right? The Aruch says Ar Adachavre is Heter Gamor, because according to the Aruch, Psik Resha Dolei Nichale is Mutter. But Taisa says, Ar Adachavre is Aser Midrabanin. No? That's what the Aruch says. That, no, the Aruch says, you got to correct me, Chevra. The Aruch says, Psik Resha Delo Nichole is Heter Gamor. And that's how the Aruch understands the Gemara of Ar Adachavre. But Taisa says, the Psik Resha Delo Nichole is Aser Midrabanan, because every Psik Resha Delo Nichole is a Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. That's Taisvis. Gentlemen, let's go back to Ayin Hay. Ayin Hay says, if I squeeze that chilos, get it, the blood out of the chilos, I'm squeezing it, no? You're squeezing the chilos. Is our Gemara more like the Aruch, or more like Tosfos? What would you say, Chevra?
It's just talking about
you're saying that you can learn the Aruch both according to and then according to the Aruch, it's going to be Heter Gomor. There's zero Isser from the Tilas Neshama when they squeeze the Chilazim. Zero Isser. That's how you want to understand the Gemara. I think Tosis is a simpler read of our Gemara in Ayin Hey, no? The Pashtus in our Gemara is that it's not a Psik Resha, but it should still be Usser. It doesn't sound like the Gemara is really saying it's Mutter. Be it as it may, again, I agree with you. You could probably read the Gemara according to the Aruch, but Yehei Mashi Yehei, Kuf Gimel Amar Aleph sounds more like the Aruch. Ar Adachavre sounds more like it's Heter Gomor. Ayin Hei Amar Aleph about the Chilazon sounds more like it's Aser Midrabanim. So that's the Shaila. Psik Resha Delo Nichole is a Heter Gomor, is a Aser Midrabanim. In Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Shin Chaf, this sugya comes up. How do I pass about Psik Resha Delo Nichole? So turn to Shin Chaf Seif Yud Ches. The case in the Shulchan Aruch, it's the same case in Ksubis Vav, Maskurya Dinaz Yasa, no? You have like a barrel with beer in it. So the thing about barrels is you don't want the liquid to come out of the barrel. So you stuff it up with like a piece of cotton or a rag. You stick a rag in it to stuff it up. But you don't have to pull that rag out. There's going to be schita that happens. You're going to end up squeezing some of the liquid out when you pull the rag out. So Shulchan Aruch writes, it's a psikresha delo nichalei. Yesh misha matir lahasirai. There's some who are makel to remove the rag. That's the Be'er HaGola says it's the tor b'shem ha'aruch. That it's mutter to remove the rag. Because of psikresha delo nichalei. V'ha'olam no hagin heter b'dover. The minhag ha'olam is to be makel psikresha delo nichalei. However, the Mechaber tries to defend the Minhag HaOlam. He says the case is that it's a Baris HaAruka, it's somehow a long spout. Hard to understand exactly what he means because it's a long spout. It's not really a Psik Resha. And the Mechaber writes, Yesh L'gam Gein Bo, whatever the heter is that people have, it's a Shvera heter. So tov lahanhigon, that you shouldn't be have a keli underneath the rag when you squeeze it out. Meaning, if I read the Shulchan Aruch carefully, and everyone points this out, the Mechaber quotes the Aruch, the Psik Resha d'loy nichole is mutter, no? And the Mechaber says, don't rely on it. He quotes it, but he says, don't rely on it. Now, what does that mean, by the way? How come the Mechaber would quote a shita if he says, don't do it? Now, isn't that schwer? If I really don't hold of the Aruch, I hold that Psik Resha Deloy Nichalei is Taka Aser. So how come he quotes the Shita? So the Mishnah Brura points out that certain times, if you have other Snifim Lahakel, you can be Mekel because you could be Mitztarif the fact that it's a Psik Resha Deloy Nichalei. Right, the fact that the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Shita, the Psik Resha D'lo Nichalei is Heter Gamor, indicates that the Shita of the Aruch is not in Ganzen Upgeschlacht. Right? They have to translate in Ganzen Upgeschlacht, you understand that. Right? It's not completely, right? We'll translate, like Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen, it's not completely Upgeschlacht. Right? That's the idea. You can't be Tzad a Bibber, a Tzad a Dog from a Bibber. Right? Not in Ganzen Upgeschlacht. So la halacha, the pashtus says you should not rely on the aruch. It happens that Reb Chaim has a shtickle Torah in his sefer in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos, where Reb Chaim says that the Rambam holds like the aruch also. If you remember, Tosfos says that Psik Resha D'lo Nichalei is aser midrabanan, based on the rule of Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Now, 97.6% of Rishonim hold that Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Aser Midrabanan. The Rambam happens to hold that Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Aser Menateira. Tzinesu D'Oraisa. Therefore, says Reb Chaim, again, I'm completely simplifying a Reb Chaim, like totally simplifying it. But says Reb Chaim, if the Rambam holds Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayiv, so it can't be that Psik Resha D'lo Nichalei is Aser Midrabanan because of Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. That would mean that it's Aser Min HaTaira. The fact that the Rambam seems like he holds Psik Resha D'lo Nichalei is not Aser Min HaTaira would indicate that the Rambam holds like the Aruch. The Psik Resha D'lo Nichalei is actually Heter Gomer. That's Reb Chaim. Reb Simcha Zelig, the Dayan of Brisk, famously wrote a tshuva in HaParadeis in 1934, where he was making refrigerators originally because it's a Psik Resha D'lo Nichalei. Okay. But again, but we L'chayre don't hold like this Aruch, although it makes it to Shulchan Aruch. So now let's go weiter. We hold that Psik Resha D'lo Nichalei is Aser Min HaTeira. Psik Resha D'lo Nichalei, we hold is Aser Midrabanan, It's a malacha shein etzricha legufa. Right? That's what we paskin lahalacha. What does the word lo nichole mean? Type the words, gentlemen. Sikresha de lo nichole. I don't want. Does it mean I don't want in the sense of I do not have a positive desire for it? Or does it mean I don't want in the sense of I don't want it? It's negative. It's a machlokas Rashi and Rashi. Excellent. Tosis over here points out that there's a stira in Rashi. So you could say machlokas Rashi and Rashi. That's already the stira in Rashi. So Rashi is the same person on Ayin Hey as he is on Kuf Gimel. Right? The Zober Mensch. So Rashi writes on Ayin Hey that by psikresha the lo ichpatle your chayiv. Ki modi Reb Shimon b'midi lo ichpatle. But Rashi on Kuf Gimel says that psikresha d'lo ichpatle is going to be mutter. In the case of Ara d'chavre, it's your field, and I pull the weeds out. Rashi writes it's psikresha d'lo ichpatle, and therefore it's mutter. Reb Kiva Eger on Kuf Gimel is bothered by the stira. But the Rashash notes, I don't know why Reb Kiva Eger is bothered by the stira when Tosfos himself noted that there's a contradiction in Rashi's. So why does Reb Kiva Eger and the Goyin Ashas have to point this out when Tosfos also noted this? So this is already an interesting question. A stira in Rashi's, or a machlokes bein Rashi l'Rashi. So it's hard to try to come up with a yishuv when Reb Kiva Eger felt it's a kasha and Tosfos felt it's a kasha. It's hard to be so bold as to try to have a yishuv to the kasha, but we could try to be bold nonetheless. Ready? I have three mahalchim very quickly. One mahalach is that there's a difference. This first mahalach is a sfas emes. So Asemis writes that there's a difference between Ayin Hey, which is dealing with the Malach of Netilas Neshama, and Kuf Gimel is dealing with the Malach of Choresh. Netilas Neshama is called Chabura, right? Chabura is Netilas Neshama. You wound, you take blood out. The halacha is that Mekalka by Chabura is going to be Chayiv. Why is Mekalka by Chabura going to be Chayiv? Because Netilas Neshama, we don't apply the rules of Malach Hashem, we don't apply the rules by Netilas Neshama, Malach HaMachshavos. But usually, mekalkel is a lack of melachas machshavas. By netilas neshama, I don't need melachas machshavas. Therefore, mekalkel b'chabur is going to be chayiv. If that's the case, so it could be done ayin hey. When I talk about netilas neshama, so psikresha d'lo ichbatzlay is going to be okay, because I have a higher bar to cross. Psikresha d'lo ichbatzlay is a problem because since I don't require melechas machsheves, since mekalko by chabur is chayiv, so therefore it's easier to be chayiv on the tilas neshama, and therefore even if it's lo ichbatzlay, I'm going to be chayiv. But on kuf gimel, I talk about choresh, I'm going to say that lo ichbatzlay is potter or mutter. Right? That's the way the Sfas Emes is Miyashevet. Rabbi Moshe Brown in his Sefer on page Ches has a different Yishuv. It'll take me a little bit too long to say it over. So I'd rather just give you my Yishuv. Ready? Here's my Yishuv, gentlemen. What's the case on Kuf Gimel? I am weeding. I'm pulling the weeds out. And my kavon is liyapos es hakarka. Now here's the thing. If I have a bunch of weeds in the field, pulling one weed is not really miyapa the karka, no? The yipui hakarka happens in the aggregate. But you guys remember, I love this, sorry, I say it like every other day, right? Yipui karka happens in the aggregate. I do a many maisim of pulling the weeds, eventually the karka is going to be farputzed. Eventually the karka is going to be nicer. It could be that that type of psik ratio, which I'm dealing with on Kuf Gimel, is a psik ratio of conglomerate acts, not a psik ratio of individual acts. Since it's a psik ratio of conglomerate acts, so therefore over there, if it's lo ichpatle, it's going to be okay. But by a psik ratio where the single act is the problem, so there lo ichpatle is going to be a problem. This is a suggestion that I just thought of during Seder this morning. I don't know, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, but I just thought of it, so I kind of like it now for the next couple of hours until the magic wears off. Okay, gentlemen, tomorrow I am not going to be able to give shir. Emir Ta Hashem, I hope that we'll continue shir on Sunday, but tomorrow...
Sunday
is Erev Yontev. No. So we're going to continue shir on Wednesday, right? Because Sunday is Erev Yontev. Monday and Tuesday is Yontev. Wednesday is Ruchag. We're allowed to learn Torah even after Shavuos.
Wait, what?
Huh?
What?
You're not allowed to learn Torah after Shavuos?
I was assuming. Huh. That's interesting. I didn't know that before.
Again?
I didn't know that then.
You did not know that you're allowed to learn Torah after Shavuos, and that Wednesday's
happening. You're allowed to do it day after Shavuos.
Oh, yeah. You think it's all a hachana from Kabbalah Satorah. It's like, God, bye. I've been there, done that. I stood at Sinai. Right? God saw you at Sinai. I'm out of here. Right? That's your taina.
Yeah, because you know, come there, broken, be so safe, right?
So you want to be Makayim. It's not a good thing. To be a Tino Kabarechim based on Sefer is not a good thing. Just saying. Thank you for... okay, so we're going to not have Shir tomorrow. Yitzhak Shem will try to pick up... What's it called? After Yontif. Yitzhak Shem will pick up. And okay. Zayga Pench, have a great day. Kol Tov.